710 KPND. Depend on us.
Good morning.
This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KPND.
Good morning to you. With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti. Oregon's economy is expected to continue making a slow recovery. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford says it's not expected to have a major impact on the state's budget.
State economist Mark McMullen says the risk of another recession has declined, but they're concerned about a recession in Europe. They're also watching lottery revenues, and they don't expect capital gains to be much help.
We're not going to see the same sort of thing that we did the last couple of time go-arounds.
That is due to losses in the housing market and investments. Representative Phil Barnard says a stable economy is better than recession.
Very pleased with the idea of stability. We'd like some very strong, powerful growth, thank you very much, but we'll take stability as a temporary alternative.
The forecast shows revenues $22 million below initial estimates. In Portland, Brad Ford, News Talk 1110 KBND.
Meantime, State Representative Jason Congra-Benn says while the revenue forecast shows a somewhat stable Oregon budget, there is an untold story. Congra says when you take out the Portland metro economy, most places across Oregon are not thriving. They are stagnant or even losing jobs.
Oregon, excluding Portland, has really not recovered any jobs since the depth of the recession. So we're still about 9% fewer jobs than we had in February of 2008, which, of course, as you know, by February 2008, we probably already lost a significant number of jobs.
Congress says state lawmakers in struggling communities need to make sure the lawmakers from the Portland area understand their economic pain. Today, the state's emergency board is expected to vote on a plan to eliminate 188 state jobs, mostly in middle management.
It could be another positive sign for the local real estate market. Deschutes County assessors expect the value of all property to increase this year by 2.5%. That would mark an improvement over last year when the county's tax rolls dipped by about 0.5%. According to an article in the Bulletin, County Assessor Scott Langton says that could also mean that some property owners may receive noticeably higher tax bills in response to the recovering values. Yesterday, during a budget session, Langton gave county commissioners an update on local values. The property tax bills go out in October.
In other economic news, a Warm Springs mill was in danger of being shut down, but now it's thriving. Vanport International is utilizing the mill and employing about 50 people. The company has established itself in the Japanese construction market, offering high-quality Oregon wood cut to the exacting dimensions demanded in Japan. Ryan Howage of Vanport says not only are they exporting Oregon timber, they are providing jobs on Oregon reservations.
When the mill shut down here, what we did was we took our expertise in the metric sawing for the Japan market, and we go around to other mills that have a suitable log for Japan, and we teach them, using our expertise, how to cut their log for the Japan market.
And due to last year's tsunami in Japan, over 300,000 houses need to be rebuilt. Orders are up for Vanport's custom lumber.
Members of Good Hydration, a local group promoting healthy beverage choices, presented its petitions to the Bend Lapine School Board last night. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The group has gathered hundreds of signatures from people in the community, including 100 medical professionals, calling for flavored milk and fruit juices to be removed from school cafeterias. Dr. Stephen Archer, an obesity specialist, says the school district's latest decision to remove some flavored milk but keep low-fat chocolate milk is not good enough.
I was gratified to hear that the inane root beer milk had been removed, as well as strawberry, unquote, milk had been removed. Flavored milk is flavored milk, and there is a place for it, for sure, but it's more like a dessert than it is a beverage that you would give to a child two or three meals a day.
The group feels with a third of our kids overweight or obese, these calorie-laden sugary beverages shouldn't be offered in schools. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
As wildfire season looms, the Redmond Air Center gets a new manager. The Deschutes National Forest Service says the new manager for the Air Center is now Maurice Evans. Evans was a forest fuels specialist on the Deschutes National Forest until his recent promotion. Spokesperson Jean Nelson-Dean says running the Redmond Air Center is a very important job.
It's the Redmond Air Center, though it's on a part of the Deschutes National Forest, is a national resource. We have smoke jumpers, all of our retardant planes, spotter planes. Firefighters come there and get sent out of there. We have what is called our cache, which if you think about it, it's our big warehouse that supplies all those tents and generators and chairs and tables to when we have fire camps. And they support, you know, a like the whole nation, mostly the Northwest, but our air center is really a special place.
Evans replaces Dan Torrance, who retired in January.
Snow removal on a single lane of the old McKenzie Pass Highway, or Highway 242, has been completed. That gives pedestrians and bicyclists an opportunity to enjoy the Cross Cascades Highway before motor vehicle traffic is allowed. ODOT officials say the highway is open only to pedestrians and bicyclists and remains closed to motor vehicles. Pedestrians and cyclists are urged to travel the single lane with caution and be alert for ODOT trucks or heavy machinery still working along the road. The highway will not be open to motor vehicle traffic until all the snow melts off the roadway. No firm date for that reopening, but it's anticipated it'll probably be sometime next month.